As the campaign season comes to a close, there are a few questions remaining about where Fairbanks area candidates stand on the big issues. Everyone wants to lower the cost of energy, and Republicans and Democrats differ sharply on oil tax reform. A Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce forum this week saw a rehash of the familiar topics, but also provided some new insight. KUAC's Dan Bross reports on candidates running for State House Districts 1, 4, and 5.
Candidates largely stuck to well-worn scripts, but also unleashed a little attitude at the Fairbanks Chamber Forum. Incumbent Democrat Scott Kawasaki was critical of his House District 4 opponent, Fairbanks real estate agent and Republican David Prus, indicating Prus is more about big business than regular people.
We've actually had 9 forums, and my opponent hasn't shown up but to 5 of them. I think that says a lot about a person's character and integrity. I think this campaign is about a lot of things, but the one thing it's not about, and the one thing it should be about more, is the character of the person and the qualities that we bring to the table. There's a lot of money in this election. I'm getting outspent 2 or 3 to 1. A lot of outside money is coming in the next week. And I hope that people bear in mind that where that money is coming from.
David Prus, who has support from business and industry groups, said unlike Kawasaki, he takes their interests seriously. Directing his comments to Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce leaders Lorna Shaw and Lisa Herbert, Prus said Kawasaki has slighted chamber priorities.
Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce had 7 goals that they wanted to achieve, and one of them was tax reform for the oil industry. It was a very good one. 250 people met down here. 200 people wrote letters. My opponent here classified it as a pep rally. Lorna, Lisa, I'm so proud of the letter that you wrote chastising Representative Kawasaki. This was not a pep rally.
The other Fairbanks area state house candidates also got into it a bit during the forum. In the North Pole District 1 race, political newcomer Janice Golub questioned the value of the experience of her opponent, longtime former North Pole Mayor Doug Isaacson.
Some of your experience, though, it might be superior in some ways, but in other ways, I think it's not so good. You've had bankruptcies. You've had a recall election. I haven't had to go through that. And there's been ethics complaints as well. So I feel that, there's certain levels of experience that might not be someplace that I want to go.
Golub's career is the military, and she said in many ways that experience parallels government service. North Pole politics can be contentious, and Isaacson absorbed some bumps during his tenure, but he said in the end he knows how to get results.
The nice thing about being a mayor is nonpartisan, and you just have to fight for your community. And we built a great little community out in North Pole, and I didn't do it by slinging mud, but by incorporating people into the process of community.
Isaacson stressed his goal of negotiating a break on state royalty oil as an immediate way to lower interior energy prices. Golub pointed to the need to look beyond oil and develop renewable sources like hydropower. No candidates shied away from spending to better Alaska, even for mega projects like Assasitna Dam, North Slope Gas Line, or Roads to Resources. District 5 Republican Pete Higgins plugged loosening the purse strings to advance the state.
We haven't built any infrastructure in years, and it's time we need to start doing that. We need to start putting our money for the future. And so I'm all for spending the money. It's our money, so let's do it. We keep saying we're saving it for a rainy day. The rainy day is here.
Higgins was also aggressive about the need to cut oil taxes, saying the industry's state and federal payout should not equate to double its profits. Higgins' House District 5 opponent, Democrat Dave Watts, disagreed, saying the industry is healthy and moving ahead on new exploration, and extra state oil tax revenue should be used to help people.
Education programs, job training programs, the University of Alaska, those are all essential resource development. We need to have people capable of functioning efficiently in the future. And then after we have that, we need to develop our natural resources.
Watts said we need to consider that oil sitting in the ground is appreciating in value, but cautioned there's also a time to pressure industry, like in the case of previously stalled Point Thompson development on the North Slope. The State House races are among those to be decided by voters in Tuesday's general election. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.